Yeah. This is a fascinating day today because we are going to be talking to Miss Yamona Pierce with Hamilton Hood Foundation, and she has some very, very meaningful work that she's doing with preservation of our history. And what do you think about that, Sharika?
So I'm excited about it because, and it falls right in line with Juneteenth and everything. So I saw this story maybe about a year or so ago. I do remember hearing about it in the news. And so to talk to her, I'm excited to have a conversation and just to see how she got her start and what her plans are for that cemetery. So can't wait.
Definitely. So today we will be putting together some of the puzzles of our history. I'm excited about it. Welcome to Sunday Conversations with Sherry Shante and
Sharika Day. So happy Sunday. We are so excited to talk to Yamona about her initiative that she has going on with Black cemeteries, specifically in our area, which would be surprising to a lot of people, and maybe not. So Yamona, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, yes, and thank you, Sharika. Wonderful to be here with you today on this Sunday morning. I am Yamona Pierce. I am founder of the Hamilton Hood Foundation. We are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to inspire others and guide their journey of discovery through the collection, documentation, and preservation of historic and culturally significant spaces.
How long have you been involved with that initiative?
Well, we started really in 2020, so I started the nonprofit in 2020, and the impetus of the nonprofit or the Hamilton Hood Foundation was my research, my family's history, so genealogy research. Every family has a story, and I always wanted to know more about my family's story, right? Mm-hmm. Who we are, where we come from. How many brothers and sisters did my second great-grandmother have? We always heard stories about her coming from a big family, and what was life like for them? So in 2019, my daughters and I decided to travel to Georgia and visit a place that we had discovered throughout my 20-plus years of genealogy research, that place being the Pierce Chapel African Cemetery. And once we arrived at this place, you can just imagine all of the anticipation of us discovering this place where my third great grandmothers, Jane Hamilton Hood and Owen Hood, who were born around about 1836, Owen Hood, and Jane Hamilton Hood about 1840, in Harris County, Georgia, where they had been laid to rest. We were, happy to discover this place, something we thought that we would never be able to do, but to pay our respects, to, reflect on their life and their life's journey and the contributions that they made to the community and our rich family history. So we visited Pierce Chapel African Cemetery, and the cemetery was not what we were expecting. Mm-hmm. It had pretty much been left abandoned. Left to nature, and it had been desecrated.
Wow. And that's really sad. And like I said in the beginning, it's part of our history, but it's a sad part because it's to be expected, but then you're hoping that that didn't happen, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And especially knowing that it's so close to home, so close to you, and so close to your history, I'm pretty sure that was impactful as well.
Yes, it was very impactful. You know, before visiting Pierce Chapel, my frame of reference, like so many others for a cemetery, is one of perpetual care, one that welcomes the descendants and the broader community to come and, again, pay their respects, or just to learn more about the life and legacies of those that have been laid to rest there. Pierce Chapel did not reflect any of that. Pierce Chapel African Cemetery is a pre-emancipation burial ground, and these types of cemeteries do not have perpetual care.
So what is the process to go in and restore and provide that care to these cemeteries? What is the process? What steps do you go about to get it to a better place?
Well, Sherika, that's a very good question. So that process can vary from state to state. As you well know, in the state of Georgia, there is legislation coming down the pipeline. It was introduced in February by Congresswoman Amasi Adams and Congressman Donald McEachin to the House. That is House Bill 6805, and it was introduced in February also by Senators Mitt Romney and Sherrod Brown. That's Senate Bill 3667, the African American Burial Ground Preservation Act. So, again, that process can differ from state to state. In the state of Georgia, descendants have a permanent ingress and egress to access their ancestral burial grounds for maintenance, for study, and to visit, right, to pay your respects. This legislation will help to create protections, not just in the state of Georgia, but beyond. A lot of these types of cemeteries, pre-emancipation cemeteries especially, are not recorded or documented. There's no documentary history for them. There's no burial plot survey. Most of them are threatened by development because they are not documented. And this bill, which will be voted on in October, will help to create protections for these spaces.
Wow. So do you know about how many, I know the records may not be there, and I know you are specifically like looking at your family's lineage. Do you know about how many people may be buried in the cemetery?
Well, we have reached out to an archaeological firm. The firm started with us in 2020 during their initial survey at Pierce Chapel African Cemetery, and most recently we just completed the first phase of the burial site ground survey. We've also conducted LIDAR drone technology, our archaeology process, as well as having cadaver dogs come out to Pierce Chapel and to further investigate sites that were issued at the meeting, further investigation. So according to the archaeologists, right now they have identified well over 300 burials at Pierce Chapel African Cemetery, and we meaning the descendants and our volunteers, have uncovered and discovered another 100 to 150 additional burials. Now, the archaeologists will come back and confirm those additional burials with headstones and markers that we have identified.
Now, that's amazing, and that's profound, because that's a lot of people to discover. And just curious, is there some way, if I was looking for my family history, I can link myself to any of those burial grounds or the people in those burial grounds? Is there some sort of database or repository this information goes into so that people who are seeking to find their history can locate information?
Well, that's a very good question. So that is what we are working to do now at the Hamilton Hood Foundation with Pierce Chapel African Cemetery. So the work that we're doing with this archaeology or archaeological firm is to create a documentary history. It will all be recorded, or it is being recorded and documented now. We will have it stored in a repository for future generations, for descendants, for historians, folks who just want to, you know, who have identified that they may be a descendant. On the Hamilton Hood website, we do have a list of surnames that we have identified during our research. So people can visit the Hamilton Hood Foundation's website, take a look at that list of surnames, and, you know, go from there. You know, we have done, some of the descendants have done DNA testing to also help further make connections with folks. and other descendants that are connected to Pierce Chapel African Cemetery.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, this may sound like a silly question, Pierce Chapel and your last name being Pierce, is that a family connection or is it just coincidence?
Well, I can share this with you.
Okay.
The area of Pierce Chapel in Midland, Georgia, is named after a Reverend Dr. Lovett Pierce. He was a Methodist preacher in the area. He traveled the Southeast. That area is named after him.
Okay.
Now, my husband, whose family is from South Georgia, believes that there is a connection with Dr. Lovett Pierce because he had sons that lived throughout the Southeast of Georgia. And so we're still doing research on that now. But my mother-in-law mentioned to me that she believes that that name does come from this reverend that I mentioned, a Reverend Pierce.
Okay.
So, coincidence, who would have ever known that, you know, my family being from the Harris County area as far back as 1830, mm-hmm. And my husband's family being from South Georgia, that there would be this connection, albeit somewhat distant.
Okay. And I noticed that your daughters have also been involved in the process. How does this impact them? Like, what does this do for them?
You know, it has meant a lot for them. One, they have always, like me, been curious and wanting to know more about our family's history. And actually, it was my daughters that encouraged us to do the DNA testing. They wanted to know more about what country in Africa our DNA connected with. And so we have been able to since identify that. But for them, seeing this sacred site, seeing Pierce Chapel transformed, I think will give them more hope that, places that were created during a time in our history that did not allow equality for all, it doesn't have to remain that way.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything about Pierce Chapel being a segregated cemetery, but what we can do is make it more visible in the historic and cultural landscape in Harris County, Georgia. We can make it more inviting for the descendants want to come and learn more about themselves and the historical journeys of those that have been laid to rest there. We can create a documentary history for people that may live abroad and, you know, want to start their research and fill in those missing blanks in their history. So it means a lot to my daughters.
Right. I can only imagine just listening to you share this is it's just, I guess, mind blowing. I love history as well. And so there have been times where I wanted to do some digging and, you know, look back and maybe get on one of these websites and I'll start, but I stop. Right. Or I just know it's so much research involved. And I've had conversations with family members and love hearing the stories of, you know, my family from back in the day. But I would just love to learn more. And so this is inspiration for me and others that may be looking to see, you know, where their family started or what happened, you know, to do some more digging and research around that. So, I also know that you have an event coming up on Monday to honor those that have been buried in the cemetery. And we would just like to hear more about that and, you know, how the community can get involved.
Oh, thank you. Yes, so we are excited to host a Juneteenth consecration at Pierce Chapel African Cemetery on Monday, June 20th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and for us, with this event, what we want to convey is that Juneteenth is as much about reflecting and celebrating Freedom Day as it is about the present and promising future ahead. That said, these sacred spaces are places of remembrance, and they are integral to telling the historical journeys of our ancestors and the full American story of our nation's history. They also help to deepen our understanding of who we are and where we come from. We have a wonderful group of participants for the program lined up for us on Monday. We have Dr. Odike Nzewi, who is an author and West African drummer. He has composed a piece of music especially for the preservation work that's being done at Pierce Chapel and the journey that we have with that. We have a harpist, Ms. Hannah Pierce, from the Maryland Classical Youth Orchestra. We have Leah Pierce, who will read poetry. She's with the Washington Urban Debate League. And of course, Reverend Dr. Marcus Gibson is the officiating pastor. We have invited faith leaders from the community and beyond to come and participate. The invitation has been made public, and we do invite all faith leaders from various denominations to come and be a part of this sacred site ceremony. The faith leaders will consecrate the burial grounds at Pierce Chapel after African Cemetery.
Okay. And so, and I'm looking at the invitation right now, so we're also, like, invitees are allowed to place flowers on the graves. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Yes, so we are inviting the public. We've gotten a very positive response from folks in the community who had heard about the work that we're doing to preserve this sacred site. And they also wanted to be involved. Some people wanted to come and place flowers early on. And so at that time, you know, the archaeologists were there working. And so we decided that this event would be more than appropriate for them to come and place flowers at 10:45 a.m. The program starts promptly at 11 a.m., but the public is welcome to come and place flowers at 10:45 a.m. We will also have representatives from FamilySearch.org there to share information with, you know, people who want to begin their family research or genealogy research. So they will be there in addition with information on guidelines to African-American records, where to go, and how to get started.
And it's nice. It seems like everything that's being done in this event to celebrate Juneteenth all aligns with everything that's expected with this Juneteenth holiday. And also, I'm in awe. My heart is pitter-pattering for the flowers because it's something that they didn't have the opportunity to have when they were laid to rest. So I think that's a beautiful thing. And this is going to be located at 5213 Pierce Chapel Road, Midland, Georgia, 31820. Is there a website where our listeners can hear, can see the flyer?
Yes. Thank you so much for that. HamiltonHood.org is the website where your listeners can go and read more about the event and what we're doing. They can also read more about the work, the preservation work that has already been done and more preservation work that's coming down the pipeline. HamiltonHood.org. And I just want to make this note, because this cemetery does not have signage currently, it is located across the street from Pierce Chapel United Methodist Church. So I always give that as a landmark or point of reference for people who are coming to visit the cemetery. It is directly across the street from Pierce Chapel United Methodist Church.
Okay. Thank you for that. And do you have a tentative date on when everything will be done, where the cemetery will be brought back to life and restored, you know, like it should be?
Well, I tell you, Sharika, as you can imagine, this project is a huge undertaking mm-hmm. because this cemetery is nearly 200 years old and pretty much had just been left to nature. Mm-hmm. So while we've made significant progress with our days of service, there's still so much more work to do. I'm hoping our timeline, you know, in talking with the archaeologist, that by this time next year, so next June, we will have done even so much more work that you can really start to see, you know, more transformation at Pierce Chapel.
Okay.
And just curious, because I know you said there's a lot more work to be done with this particular project, and we like to celebrate every step along the way. What is your most proud moment of this project? What was the big, we're doing great things moment?
You know, gosh, you know, we've had so many. But for me, you know, each day that we have, or each time that we go out to the cemetery and we have our days of service, and we see the number of community volunteers increase every time. That to me says a lot. And it's, you know, it's meaningful. The work that's being done actually, you know, will be impactful to the community. But alongside that, you know, discovering the headstones and markers that were submerged underground. So mm-hmm. if we're out and we are doing light cleaning in the cemetery, we may discover a headstone or a marker, and even beyond that, an experience object. And an experience object is a material or archaeological artifact or something, an item that a family member may have left at a burial site to help them remember their beloved family. So these experience objects are absolutely incredible. They speak to the life and legacy of those that have been laid to rest. They also are items that perhaps were used in life by the person that has been laid to rest. And this burial tradition is something that we can trace back to West African burial tradition.
Right. And so with the volunteering, if I wanted to get engaged and involved and wanted to come out and help, how would I go about doing that?
Sure. Thank you. Well, at the Hamilton Hood Foundation, we welcome all volunteers. And you can visit our website, again, from time to time. You know, we will have the informationals on our website. We place them on social media, Instagram, Facebook. And you can call us if, you know, there's something in particular that you'd like to volunteer with, research, writing, calling. You can always use that. And as well as beyond that, the bills that I mentioned or the bill that I mentioned earlier, you can also write your congressman or woman and the senators. Again, the bill H.R. 6805 or Senate Bill 3667, which is the African American Burial Grounds Preservation Act, the 117th Congress will vote on this bill in October of this year. And so please email you know, members of Congress to voice your support.
Okay. So if I also have so many questions. If I wanted to, because I imagine that this is, you said, a huge undertaking, which I totally get. If, is there an opportunity for donations and funding?
Absolutely. Always. As you can imagine, it definitely, the cost is high for mm-hmm. a project like this. So we welcome donors to give. You can make contributions via the website, PayPal, or you can use Zelle and make contributions. But we welcome that. The work that's being done thus far has been made possible by generous donors. So all of the archaeology work that we're doing right now, and there's much more to do, has been made possible by generous donors.
That is really good to hear and to have people that are just, you know, more than willing to support an initiative like this. So We'll definitely direct people to the website to make those donations, to volunteer and to get involved and just to bring these stories to life. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and also to learn. I think the learning part of it is just phenomenal because, again, our history has been hidden, stolen, and taken away, and now to try to preserve it and to find those artifacts to restore and share is such a beautiful thing. The website, again, is hamiltonhood.org, and that's where you can donate. Mm-hmm. And find some information regarding the project along with volunteer opportunities.
So Mona, is there anything else that you want to share? I mean, this has been a really enlightening conversation. So is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
You know, I thank you again for this opportunity. I just want to say again, it's just been an incredible journey for me, for my family, and for the community at large. You know, another thing that I've learned, and I just want to just leave this with you, that the community has been phenomenal in all of this. We couldn't do this without the community. The community has the capacity to become cultural stewards, right? Mm-hmm. And we can elevate our experience of preservation by having a transformative approach, right, in our preservation efforts. And this includes the use of technology. It includes expressions of art, as well as including and involving the youth. The youth are our future, and we certainly want to keep them engaged and help them to understand the importance of preserving these stories and how it helps us to understand, again, just who we are and where we come from.
Right. And I also feel like with the youth, you know, sometimes it's may not be as interesting to learn about history from a book, right? But when you have this opportunity right in front of you to get engaged and really just, and I'm trying not to use like cliche terms, but they're popping in my head. So I was going to say get down and dirty.
Literally.
Right, literally, right? But it's amazing to be a part of that because to me that, not only teaches you, but it inspires you to want to do more and to learn more. So I really think it's just a great thing that you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share our story and our preservation journey at the historic Pierce Chapel African Cemetery.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate this. And we'll, again, direct everyone to the website. Do you have a Facebook page or any other social media that they can reach out on?
Sure. We're on Facebook, Hamilton Hood Foundation on Facebook, and Hamilton Hood Foundation at on Instagram.
All right.
And I'm sorry, YouTube. We have a YouTube channel as well. So Hamilton Hood Foundation also on YouTube.
Awesome. Just kind of reaching everybody with this. So
can't miss the Hamilton Hood Foundation. Can't miss it.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.